For example, the ionosphere usually between midnight and early morning is the effect is at its least, and it's at its most usually around local noon or a little after. And as I say here, the daylight hours in the mid-latitudes, the ionosphere may grow to be as much as 5 times greater than it was at night. But, and of course the time of year, it's 4 times greater in November when the Earth is nearing its closest approach to the Sun, as indicated here, and in July when it's near aphelion, its farthest point from the Sun, the effects are less. And it usually reaches its peak in March or so, or thereabouts, at the vernal equinox.